Most of us, I'm sure, if we were alive 10 years ago today, remember where we were when we heard the news of what was happening in Lower Manhattan, in Virginia, in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I was about to start a day of work when I got a call from Eric, who was in the newsroom of the paper he worked for, saying that a plane had crashed into one of the Twin Towers. And I turned on the news just in time to watch the second plane hit. And it was then, like with others around the world, that I knew that something more than an accident was afoot. As a native New Yorker living at the time in Durham, North Carolina, I had many friends from childhood and young adulthood, who I knew were at work in those towers that day. And so there were many people I knew who I wasn't sure if they were alive or dead that morning. My boss, I knew, was scheduled to fly from Boston to Los Angeles that morning. In fact, she had changed her ticket at the last moment off of United Airlines Flight 175 and onto the flight the evening before. I didn't know that until days later. And so when I called my congregation, the congregation that was my spiritual home, to find out what was going on, they said, "I don't know, what's going on?" And I knew that a part of my relationship with that community was broken forever, because it wasn't there in a moment when I needed a community to come together. That was not the case here. I wasn't here, though. So I've asked Patricia to share some reflections on her experience that day here in this community with you.
So especially if you're one of the kids here, I'd like you to think about how you feel when you're sick. And your nose is running, and you're coughing, and you feel really crummy. What makes you feel better? Somebody brings you tissues? They bring you some chicken soup? You need someone to do that, makes you feel better. Or what happens when you're very sad about something? The kids said today, things that made them sad, when someone dies or they have to move. Or what if someone's mean to you? Someone hurts your feelings, they're really nasty to you. What you really need is someone to hold your hand and say, they were wrong, and I'm here with you, and we're gonna get through this together. Sometimes you have to go to the doctor and you have to get a shot or face something scary. You want someone there with you. Well, 10 years ago, that's exactly how we all felt. Something horrible had happened, and we were all scared and worried and sick, and we needed something, someone, to hold our hands and say, we're okay. And that's what happened here. We had a brand new minister that day. It was almost his first day of work, Reverend Kent Mathias. And he knew that we needed each other. And so he called someone, and someone called someone, and someone called someone. And pretty soon we all know that this was the place to come. And so we did. And we sat in a big circle around this room, not this way. We sat in a circle so that we could see each other. And we held hands. And we looked at each other, and what we said was, we're scared. We didn't know what was happening. We didn't know what was going to happen in the days to come. But we knew we had this place, and we knew we had these people. And we cried, and we held each other, and we knew that we would be safe in ourselves and with each other. We had a community. We had a place to come. And you know who knew that we were going to need that? The people who founded this congregation over 50 years ago. They knew that there would be good times, and they knew that we hard times. And then most of the people who founded this congregation 50 years ago were not here that day. But because of them, we could be. And I think about what's going to happen 50 years from now. And we need this community to be here for those people who don't even know. I was most grateful that day. I was actually very sick that day, which is another reason why this day's tough for me. I was actually very sick that day. And it was wonderful to be here, and you will see people are nodding their heads. Some of you were here that day. And remember that that's what we got from it, that we had each other. We still have each other. No matter what comes, and kids always remember this, that's what community does. If you're connected to a community, then you have people to hold you and tell you, you're okay, you're gonna be okay, we'll go through this together. That's what community means to me, and that's what this community means to me and meant 10 years ago.
Thank you. With the sorrow of these memories and the joy of community in our hearts, I invite you now to open your hearts and join me in the spirit of prayer, connected to the ground of being as you know it.